You clock out. We clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
Welcome to this episode of the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. Joining me today is Michelle Bodkin, sports writer for YouthZone.com, which is part of the Rivals Network. How are you doing today, Michelle?
I'm doing real well, Grant. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. It seems like you're going to have a pretty busy day heading up to running youth practice here shortly.
Yeah, so excited. I wasn't actually expecting their practices to be starting up so soon. It's just crazy that season's upon us as well.
Yeah, it's getting to that time of the year where you got football and basketball and the true sports fans are in heaven.
Yes.
Well, you know, the youths are in a bye week, and you know, everyone on Twitter knows you are wearing heels nonstop to football games. I'm curious, do your feet appreciate the break from walking to the stadium?
I am pretty used to walking around in heels all day, every day. So I'm still kind of walking around in them anyway. Not much of a break.
Oh, okay. So no breaks. That's unfortunate. Well, I mean, the youths are 4-0 for the first time since 2010. What do you think of this Utah youths football team?
I think they are very talented. And I kind of think that they're almost sneaky talented. I think a lot of people discredited them. I think a lot of people didn't see this coming. And especially the margin of victory over Oregon, considering that things weren't exactly, they were good and they had good moments their first three games, but they never really showed how truly dominant they could be in any of those games. And they blew the doors off the building with that Oregon game. And really, I think, showed that they do have some depth and they do have some talent and they have the ability to do some interesting things on offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's kind of the crazy thing, that everyone was made very, it was made very clear to everyone that Utah is not just good on defense. They have the ability to do something with all facets of the game. I mean, it seems like you're around the team quite a bit. You said that the team's sneaky talented and is going to sneak up on people, and maybe not so much after the Oregon game. But what is the vibe you get amongst the players and coaches as far as this season compared to others?
I've heard the word special thrown around quite a lot. Kay Scott has been very vocal about he thinks that this is a very special team. It's a very different team. Whit said this team has the potential to be that kind of team, and that he sees things in practice every day and just how they treat each other. They really are best friends. I mean, you can go and Twitter troll and just see that they're constantly having conversations with each other, joking with each other. Even at practice, you see that. You get that sense. But there really is that brotherhood. And I think their mentality is that if they can kind of make it through a little bit of the storm that was going on in the background last year, that they can make it through anything. And I think that's very evident with this team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you bring up the word special. I've seen fans talk about how they, you know, they sense a feeling of kind of like that 2008 Sugar Bowl team. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that, or what do you think?
I do agree with that. I mean, there's still a lot of football left to play. There's a lot of football left to play, and they're not in the Mountain West anymore. So wins aren't so much guaranteed. Any team can beat any other team any given Saturday in the Pac-12. We've seen that time and time again. But you know what? This year, while I think it would be really hard, and I don't think it will happen, it is quite possible this team possibly could run the table. I mean, there isn't a team that I don't feel like Utah can't beat at this point that's on their schedule. But it's going to take a lot of focus, and it's going to take a lot of discipline. One of the things I feel like I noticed that is quite similar between the 08 team and this team is that there are a lot of stars. There's a lot of star power on this team, but nobody is really outshining anybody else. It's one week, you know, we're talking about this guy, and then another week we're talking about this guy, and there's so many people that you can talk about that are constantly performing well and doing good things, and it's all working in unison. It's not like one guy has kind of risen above all the others and we're just talking about that person. And I think that is a key part to having those kind of 04, 08 type seasons, those special seasons, is that nobody outshines another person. They all work together. They're all on the same page. And I think we're seeing that in this 2015 football team.
Yeah, no, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, you mentioned, you know, different players are shining at different times. You know, everyone, it's such a team effort. Are there any players you feel that aren't getting their due that maybe we should be talking about them?
I think Justin Thomas is fantastic. He's always quietly gone about and done his job very, very well. And you don't really necessarily notice him or talk about him, but it's because he's not screwing up. If he was screwing up, I think people would be a lot more focused on him. But, I mean, he plays with such ferociousness, and he's a little guy. He's going up against these players that are much, much bigger than he is, and oftentimes he's taking them down. And then, of course, you know, he had his big pick six in that Michigan game that kind of sealed the deal for Utah. As far as that game goes, I think he's a fantastic player, and I don't think we talk about him nearly enough.
Yeah, no, it's a very good point. That pick six clearly sealed that game. Everyone's talking about the fact that this week is a bye week. Whether it's good or bad, I've heard multiple opinions from former players, bloggers, everybody that has mentioned their opinion of it. What's your opinion? Is the timing of this bye week good or bad?
You know what? I actually think it's good. I think it gives them a little time to celebrate what they just accomplished, which was huge, no doubt. It gives them some time to get it out of their system and get ready to mentally focus on Cal, which has been very good coming out of bye weeks. I think he's only lost like twice coming out of a bye week since he's taken over, and so he seems to have it down what he needs his team to do in order to come out of a bye strong. So I'm not all that worried about it. And again, I think the guys understand what's at stake here, and that they need to back up what they just did in Eugene by beating Cal and beating them convincingly.
Okay, I mean, you brought up what the Utes did in Eugene. You know, last night or Wednesday night, the drive was aired on the Pac-12 network. So I was curious to hear what your thoughts are of the drive series and what you thought of how the Utes have been presented on it.
After the first episode, I think I tweeted out something about I've been around the Ute program in one form or another since 2008. I've gotten to know a lot of different guys, whether it's been through school. I've heard different things from different people. I mean, long before I was even doing the sports reporting. So I'm really familiar with this team. I'm really familiar about what they stand for, what they're all about. And I have to say Pac-12 Networks and Yogi Roth is doing a fantastic job of portraying that. It's exactly what I know them to be. From a very kind of personal standpoint, and I think all it can do is help Utah. The only thing I think is kind of a shame is that they're sharing the spotlight with Oregon State, and that cuts down on a little bit of time. And I think with any team, you honestly could do an hour-long show on just one team and have it be successful and have people just eat that up. But, I mean, with the amount of time that they're allotted to focus on Utah, they've been doing a fantastic job, and I think they've really captured the essence of what Coach Witt, his staff, and his players are all about at Utah.
That's cool. Do you have a favorite part of the two episodes so far?
I loved what Witt said, and it came out before the drive. Utah Football put that out for the fans after the victory at Oregon. I loved his speech before they took the field, that this is no longer a David and Goliath thing. This is two giants going head-to-head, and how he kind of brought in, you know, his stance going into that 2013 Stanford game, that let's go slay as a giant. Well, now we're no longer giants. Now we're no longer the little guy. You know, we've kind of established that we can win in this conference. We need to start acting like a giant ourselves.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Pac-12 conference is clearly a whole slew of good giants, as you could say, and the youth are clearly showing that they belong in that mix. I mean, one of the things that's been crazy about Pac-12 play has been that all the road teams have been undefeated up to this point. Do you think the rest of the season in Pac-12 play will continue to be crazy?
I think that's a guarantee. I mean, Utah's been in the Pac-12 now for 5 years, and how many crazy things have we seen? How many crazy endings have we seen? How many teams have lost that we thought, you know, for sure we're going to go into this game and beat the crap out of this other team? It's nuts. You just never know what to expect week in, week out in this conference, which is why it's so imperative that you need to be focused and you need to be prepared.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it previously, we're 4 games in. Ultimately, have your expectations for the youth and the Pac-12 changed how much have they changed since the beginning of the season?
I don't think they've changed too much. I still expect them to at least match what they did last year, if not exceed it a little bit. Anything above and beyond that, for me, would just be the icing on the cake. It's one of those things, I think people get a little bit ahead of themselves, and then when failure happens, it's a big crash and burn. And so I think it's really good to just kind of temper expectations. They've proven that they can have a winning record in this conference. This team isn't too terribly different than it was last year. So I don't think it's unreasonable to think that they at least match what they accomplished last year. And like I said, anything above and beyond that should just be the icing on the cake, and you can just enjoy every minute of that.
So would your message to Ute Nation be to slow down on the Kool-Aid drinking a little bit after all the enjoyment of the Oregon win?
I would say take the same approach that the team's taking. Use this bye week, gloat, rub it in, enjoy it, drink the Kool-Aid. It, you know, these types of games come along once every great while, enjoy it. But next week, everybody needs to be focused on Cal. It's not just the team. I think the fans play a huge part in what Utah does as well, and I think they need to, you know, kind of put aside the Oregon win as well and start putting their attention to Cal and preparing for that as well.
All right. Well, Michelle, thanks again for joining the show. I do have one question I have to ask. This is the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. I'm wondering, what is your favorite thing to get for lunch here in Salt Lake?
Favorite thing to get for lunch in Salt Lake? Oh. You know what? I have an aunt. Well, she's not exactly my aunt. Her nephew married my cousin. I still kind of call her my aunt. She owns a sandwich shop downtown in Salt Lake on Main Street. It's called Robin's Nest, and she makes the most incredible sandwiches. And I don't get to get down there very often, but whenever I do have time to get down there, oh my gosh, so good.
Yeah, no, Robin's Nest is really good. I recommend the Gouda smoker to anyone that goes there.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. Well, once again, thanks for joining us, Michelle, and we'll catch up to you during later on in football season and hopefully into basketball season as well.
Sounds great, Grant. I would love to do that.
This has been a Torn by Sports production.